Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has this morning announced the extension of a scheme designed to support Ireland's small schools. Mostly based in rural parts of the country, these schools are under serious pressure. With pupil numbers predicted to decline for the next decade, we could be facing near empty classes in these areas. Well, joining us to discuss this now, we have Sorkini Cahan, who's principal of Scoil an Glanadh in Kerry, and Michael Conigley, who is principal of Killeen Duff National School in Sligo. And you're both welcome to the programme. Sorka, can I start with you? Ireland has the highest ratio of small schools right across Europe. We have half of primary schools or thereabouts operating with four teachers or fewer. Will you tell me a little bit about your own school?
I will, of course. Thanks, Claire, for having me on. I am principal of Scoil an Glanadh. We're in Ballinskellig, down in County Kerry, as you said, and we are a two-teacher school. So we have the junior classroom and the senior classroom. And we really feel it is vital to keep our small schools up and running, and they're a beautiful place for our children to attend school. We were very lucky, actually, and about 5 years ago, we actually changed patronage to the Kerry ETB, which really worked for us because we had fallen as low as 12 pupils in the entire school. So we've now doubled in our numbers. So we're up to 24 pupils now. And I think it really gave us the opportunity as a community as well to embrace choice for parents in our community too.
We'll talk about the advantages as you see it in a moment. But Michael, tell us about your school.
Yes, so thanks, Claire. We're Mike McConaughey here in Killeen Duff National School in Eastkey County, Sligo. We have two teachers, one full-time SNA. We've 18 pupils, 11 children in our junior room, and 7 children in our senior room. And like Saoirse down in Kerry, our school is extremely important for our community, as we are a cornerstone here in our area.
And you're relatively new to the community yourself, are you?
Yes. So I'm just new, recently appointed principal here in Killeen Duff National School. I was very lucky to get the post, but unfortunately, across the country, and I know now in Mayo, that there's a number of principal advertisements have to be re-advertised due to a lack of interest because of the unsustainability of the job of being a principal teacher in a school.
Right, so the concern is that it is a really tough job, and particularly if you're trying to keep the numbers up. Now, Sorka, you told us the good news about your school doubling your pupil numbers, and you're very keen to tell us about the benefits of being a small school. So what are they in your view?
I am, yeah. It has definitely helped me actually being a part of the Kerry ETB as well as a teaching principal, as Michael was mentioning there as well. You're not just the principal of the school, you're teaching as well. So, it allows me to concentrate so much on the teaching and learning for the benefit of the pupils. You know, so we have a lot of support from IT, HR, governance, strong board of management, things like that, you know, which now allows me to spend more time in the classroom as well. Like the advantages to our pupils, there's such a low pupil-teacher ratio as well. We have our set teachers that come in, so any children that do need extra support, it's available to them as well. They're not vying for that position. So anyone who is either struggling or needs to be pushed on, if they're a particularly strong student, you know, you're able to give them that. Mm-hmm. We're actually part of a cluster down here as well, small schools cluster, as you were mentioning there, the announcement by Minister Foley. We are in a Gaeltacht cluster with two other Gaeltacht schools here in South Kerry as well, and we're in our third year now, actually. So it was a very worthwhile project to take on as well. It definitely gave us kind of we came together and came up with certain goals, you know, to benefit the children as well. So it was nice to be able to develop that for the children too as a cluster.
And Michael, can I ask you about the day-to-day education? So you will have, I'm sure, a number of classes, maybe fifth and sixth or fourth, fifth and sixth together in the room. How does that work? Does it work well or is it difficult?
Yeah, so I'm actually in the junior end of the school, so I have junior infants right up to second class. And it works well once the routine is established that the children become very, very independent. They're able to work on their own in their own individual classes. Let's say most of the time I would concentrate and work with the junior infants at the start of most of the lessons, while the first and second class would do some revision or they would continue on with their work. And then once the junior infants and senior infants are set up, I move on then to first and second class. But it can be very difficult because I have no secretary here. Somebody could call to the door. There could be a phone call. There could be a leak. There could be something going wrong on the other side of the school. And that's quite difficult. So if we did have an extension of this small schools initiative, this project, like it would give us more support.
Well, you're getting another 2 years of it now. So do you feel that's going to make a difference?
Well, we don't know the exact details. It was only announced this morning, and more than likely it's possibly only going to be in these six small cluster areas. We would love to go into a project like this, and I'm sure my neighbouring schools here in West Sligo would too. Because there is definitely a need for a continuation of the flexibility, but we'll see in 2 years' time what the results of the project will be.
Okay.
Hopefully all small schools in the country will be able to buy into the project, and there will be funding there. It won't come from school resources, it'll come from department resources.
And Sorka, do you have a fear in general about the future for small schools? Like, do you feel that there might be a movement in time to have more centralised, bigger schools right across the country?
Yeah, you definitely can't become... Sorry, Michael, sorry.
No, Sorka, you go ahead and I'll come back to Michael then.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, you can't become complacent. You know, every year you have to strive to ensure that your school stands out and that there is the choice there for the parents to make it feasible to come out as well. We got a bus there 5 years ago as well, and that has been monumental in us maintaining the numbers too. Do you know that if... a parent chooses to send their child to you, that it's actually feasible now that there's transport there. But you definitely can't become complacent. You can't just sit back and say like, oh yeah, we're doing good now. Do you know, you need to maintain as far as possible the numbers coming in, and also enticing new families. You know, it's great to get siblings, it's fantastic, but you know, at some point then you need to get the role into new families as well, and that you're growing and that you can see a steady number, even predicting 3 or 4 years down the line, that you can kind of say, okay, well, there's some smaller kids coming up the line there. So you can kind of plan it out, but then you don't know as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's going to come down the line. I moved from Dublin 12 years ago. You don't know who's going to actually turn up into your community as well, but you need to ensure as well that there's housing available for families if they choose to move, that there's employment there as well. So like, there's more involved in keeping small schools open as well. It's the wider span of a picture. We've a fantastic group down here called Task Force Eve Rahi, and they worked together with Co-Chuch Eve Rahi as well in our Gaeltacht area here. And that is vital as well to showing families that they can actually start again in a small community and have that kind of the support network available to them when they do move down too.
Well, look, thank you both. Lovely to speak to you, Sorka Ní Chathain and Michael McCognigley, who is in Sligo, and Sorka, of course, in Kerry. Now, we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.